Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Office and the County Drug Task Force conducted maximum enforcement operations over 2 days in southern Humboldt, work that resulted in the arrest of 8 people and the confiscation of meth, marijuana, cash, and guns. Responding to numerous complaints about drug sales activity, deputies in the Drug Task Force served search warrants at the Lone Pine Motel on Redwood Drive. They arrested Frederick Haas, John Matthews, Carrie Baker, and Kelly Winters. Deputies found $20,000 in cash along with meth and processed marijuana and also turned a child over to protective services. At a second location at the Johnston Motel on Redwood Drive, deputies arrested Bruce Finley, Hannah Hain, Daniel Dobbs, and Scott Fowler. A search of Finley turned up a handgun, heroin, and drug paraphernalia, and he was arrested, while the other three were arrested for probation violations and warrants. The third suspect, wanted in connection with a home invasion last week on Island Mountain, was arrested by Eureka Police on Thursday after an attempted traffic stop, a short vehicle pursuit, and a search on foot. The suspect, 32-year-old Logan Bramer of Eureka, was driving a vehicle near Wabash and Summer Streets in Eureka when a police officer began to maneuver into position to make a stop. Bramer fled instead and eluded the officer. The vehicle was later found abandoned in the 1100 block of E Street, and Bramer and the passenger, 41-year-old Daniel Fiddler of Fortuna, were soon located with the help of local residents. Bramer was arrested and booked on felony warrants related to the home invasion, as well as for firearms charges and burglary. Two other men, Brett Swartzel and Seth Morton, have already been arrested for the same incident. Fiddler was arrested and booked for probation violations and possession of methamphetamine. A charging station is planned for Trinidad. Jordan Christmas has more.
One of the topics discussed at Wednesday's Trinidad City Council meeting was the possibility of building an electric vehicle charging station at Saunders Park. The station would be installed by Redwood Coast Energy Authority, which has recently secured a grant to install electric vehicle charging stations in multiple locations in Del Norte County. The RCEA wants to build the charging station in the parking area of Saunders Park, and the staff recommended the authorization of the city manager to sign a memorandum of understanding to agree that the desired location is appropriate and to allow the project to begin.
Thank you, Jordan. The Eureka City School District is accepting applications for a vacancy on the Board of Trustees, Area 2. The board makes decisions that affect the 10 schools in the district. Currently, the members on the board are Lisa Oliver, Wendy Davis, Susan Johnson, and Fran Taplin. Those interested in applying must submit a resume and letter explaining their qualifications by Monday, March 16th, and the board will follow up with interviews during a meeting on March 25th, with another meeting scheduled the following day to appoint the new trustee. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. General plan updates aren't just for county officials to deal with, and if you're a longtime Humboldt County resident, you've been hearing about the county general plan update since Dan Dixon was in office. The city of Eureka has been working on its general plan as well, and city manager Greg Sparks said that they are on track, sticking to deadlines, and working to getting the plan finished.
We spent a lot of money doing a general plan update in California. These are very expensive plans. If we're going to spend a lot of money on it, we need to have something that's going to be worthwhile.
Sparks said that he and staff took 3 chapters of the plan before the City Council and the Planning Commission 2 weeks ago.
What we took to the Council and the Planning Commission was 3 chapters. The local coastal plan, the mobility, streets, it gets at transit, pedestrian access. And there that we spent a lot of time having probably the most discussion was on annexation.
Sparks pointed out some of the issues surrounding annexation and its impact on the city.
If it costs the city of Eureka money, you're taking in some developed residential area that has very little additional commercial opportunity or vacant land opportunity. We don't need to take on kind of revenue losers, so we need something that at a minimum is revenue neutral. Coming out ahead is probably pretty hard to pull off, but certainly revenue neutral.
If annexation does take place, it will have to be in an area that can generate sales tax revenue for it to make sense for the city. And that's the news on this Friday the 13th. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.